Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and welcome to Laws of Life Court TV. This is the only forum wherein individuals, groups, and even nations can bring a controversy and receive a decision based upon one or more laws of life, which are all Bible-based. We define a law of life as being an absolute divine truth that governs the consequences of our actions. Everything we do and everything that we say activates one or more laws of life, either in a positive or in a negative way. Hosea 4:6 says to us, "My people perish for a lack of knowledge." And I submit to you that one major area of lack of knowledge is as it relates to these kingdom laws, these laws of life. You cannot afford to miss it. Stay logged on. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle, all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTZEHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrightionMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
We're going to view a clip in a few minutes and see whether or not there's some laws of life embedded in that clip. And as we said previously, we take the position that laws of life are embedded in every aspect of life. But before doing so, with your permission, I'd like to ask you a few questions and allow you to ponder on these questions as we watch this clip and even thereafter. I'm going to ask these questions. Has the culture in this country become one of taking advantage, gouging, and misrepresentations? Has the culture in this country come to be one of squeezing a little extra? Has the culture come to be one in this country of increasing prices unnecessarily, downsizing products, customer exploitation? Has the culture in this country come to be one of taking advantage of the poor, pharmaceutical robbery, rental rate extortions? Has the culture come to be in this country one of tricks, scams, catfishing? Has this nation come to be under an economical curse, banks closing, etc.? Let's watch the clip and see if this from this clip, and we'll be back afterwards. Why not just advertise it as such?
It just doesn't bring in the same amount of customers, and So then there's somewhat of a fraud being perpetrated, is it not?
The following program is a fictitious reenactment of a real-life scenario. The participating litigants in this television show are actors.
Disagreement, conflict, hostility between believers. Does this really happen? Yes, and often. Where can these be resolved? By what standards? This is Laws of Life Court with former Judge Fred Mosley, who has experience on every level in the American judicial system. He now applies biblical principles to believers' conflicts. Please come to order. Laws of Life Court is now in session.
This is Laws of Life Court TV. In that Laws of Life Court is based upon the Word of God, we always begin with prayer. May we bow. Father, we come to you in the precious name of Jesus, and we ask for your blessing, your anointing, and your good favor on this episode of Laws of Life Court TV. We ask for it, we receive it, and we give thanks for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're here on the matter of Mr. Andrew Graves, who is the complainant, is that correct?
That's correct.
And Mrs. Scott Albrecht.
Yes, Your Honor.
As the respondent. And if I understand the complaint correctly, it is my understanding that complainant alleges that Mr. Albrecht, who is the owner of a local restaurant, that he advertised a certain item to be something other than it came to be. Is that a basic summary of the matter that's before the court?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay. We're going to start with Mr. Graves. Just tell us a little about your faith, please.
Me, I've been Catholic for all my life, 25 years. I went to college at Franciscan University, a very devout school, and church every Sunday.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Albrecht?
I grew up in New Jersey, went to a Catholic high school. Attended the hotel school at Cornell University, and now run my family's restaurant, Deep Lagoon.
Okay. Now, aside from your faith background, bring us up to date as to, in general, your background. Again, starting with Mr. Graves.
Yeah, I grew up in Massachusetts. I moved to Florida when I was probably 15 years old. And I went to undergrad at Franciscan University. Now I'm in law school at Ave Maria School of Law, and hoping to be a successful lawyer.
Okay. Ms. Albrecht?
I've been working in my family's restaurant since I was very young. The family restaurant has been around for a while here in Naples. I've been managing and running the restaurant for the past 5 years.
And I would assume your restaurant and, of course, you and your employees, you've developed a fairly decent reputation with respect to the food that you offer, your pricing, and those kinds of matters.
Yes, we have a lot of repeat customers, a lot of local people that come in every weekend, same time with the same people, and a lot of people that come in that are traveling down here to Naples that come in and fill our restaurant up every weekend.
And I take it then that you try to protect your reputation as a restaurant owner and together with what you serve in that restaurant. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, we try to give a quality food and experience at our restaurant.
Okay, let's go back to Mr. Graves then. How often do you frequent Responder's restaurant?
At least once a week.
How long have you been frequenting the restaurant, if you recall?
For the past 10 years or so.
Oh, so quite a long period of time.
Yeah, my family found out about it right when we moved here and just loved it.
And what do you normally order?
Well, they have a wide menu. Often I get steak or the fish to catch the day.
So on the day in question, what did you order?
I had the Alaskan salmon. They were having a special that day.
Okay. And you like fish?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially the Alaskan salmon that is prepared to your great satisfaction at Scott's restaurant.
Well, I like Alaskan salmon. I wouldn't say it was prepared to my satisfaction.
Not on that occasion?
Not on that occasion.
Okay. Mr. Albrecht? Now let's go over to this salmon that you offer. Now how do you advertise it? As what?
We advertise the salmon as Alaskan salmon.
Now is it in fact Alaskan salmon.
No, Your Honor, it's not. It's actually Oregon salmon. It's the same quality of salmon, same grade. However, it's much cheaper for our price point for our restaurant to order the Oregon salmon rather than the Alaskan salmon.
It's much cheaper for you.
Correct.
Now, Mr. Graves, did there come a time that you learned that what you were ordering, you being of the impression that it was Alaskan salmon, did there come a time that you learned that it was not Alaskan salmon? And if so, when and how?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm a regular there. I've been going there for 10 years. I know a lot of the staff and the cooks in the back. I was talking with one of them one day and it came out it's not actually from Alaska. It's a much lower quality fish coming from Oregon.
Okay. Now, on the day in question, you ordered what you understood to be Alaskan salmon.
Yes, Your Honor.
You were not aware at that time that it was not Alaskan salmon. Is that correct?
That's correct, Your Honor.
Now, going back to that specific meal, how much of that salmon did you eat?
I mean, I ate the whole meal. I was taught that if it's on your plate, you finish it.
So you ate the whole meal. And in eating the entire meal, you did not discern that there was a difference whatsoever between what was purported to have been Alaskan salmon and what you had received.
I knew there was a difference. I knew it wasn't the high quality fish I had come to expect.
Okay.
But
not different to the effect that you stopped eating?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Not different to the effect that you called it to the attention of personnel that there is something different about this fish. This is not Alaskan salmon. Did not raise that issue at that time?
Not at that time, Your Honor.
Okay. Now back to you, Mr. Albright. And you're a believer?
Yes, sir.
Yes. And certainly, I would assume that you also believe in full disclosure.
Yes, sir.
Now, would you consider the way that you advertise what was purported to have been salmon, do you consider that as being full, complete disclosure?
Your Honor, the salmon is of a quality that is similar, and no one through taste or visual can really tell the difference. The complaining, the only way that they found out was through an employee. This is of the same quality, and advertising Oregon salmon just doesn't bring in the business that Alaskan salmon does.
Now, the price break that you get, do you allow your customers to benefit from the lower cost that flows to you?
Yes, Your Honor. So the salmon stays at a price point similar to the other fish that we catch locally and get from the commercial fishermen here. The salmon has to be ordered in from across the country. So we need to find a way to cut that cost of transporting the salmon here and give it back to our customers. The Alaskan salmon would just be too pricey to have in our restaurant.
But why not just advertise it as, what do you refer to, the Oregon salmon?
Correct.
Why not just advertise it as such?
It just doesn't bring in the same amount of customers. And
so then there's somewhat of a fraud being perpetrated, is it not?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Now, when we talk about the reputation, this was a family business?
Yes, Your Honor.
That you've developed, or your family has developed over the years. And I'm sure you're aware of the difference between reputation and character.
Yes.
As I understand it, reputation is what people say about us. But character is who we really are. Now, all the years that you spent and your family has spent in developing a good reputation, I assume people are standing in line from time to time to get into your establishment.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, can you imagine the damage that is done to the reputation of a business to have Mr. Graves out there telling his friends, his associates, whom he may have recommended your restaurant? And he comes to learn as a faithful customer that you're defrauding him.
I can see how my advertisement may be misleading to some.
Can you also perceive how it could ultimately hurt your business?
Yes, I can.
Because I would assume that Mr. Graves, feeling that there has been a misrepresentation, he's going to be very careful as to whom, if anyone else, he's going to refer to recommend to have a meal at your restaurant. And not only him, his family, those his other associates, other people who are close to him. So can you see what that failure to disclose, how it could affect the bottom line of your business?
Yes, John, in the long run, I can see how the non-disclosure would affect me more than the non-disclosure immediately.
But Mr. Graves, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? You got a meal, you ate the entire plate, you didn't complain at the time. If it had not been called to your attention by one of his employees that what you were eating or what you had eaten was not Alaskan salmon, even to this day, you probably would not have known. You probably would have continued to frequent the restaurant and you would have been satisfied of the fact that you were getting what you had ordered. Is that a fair statement or is it not?
I would say the meal was not up to expectations. I would not recommend the salmon at the Deep Lagoon to anyone, but I would still likely go to the restaurant.
Okay. But on the day in question, you did not complain.
I brought it up to his attention as soon as I saw him.
After you had been informed by the employee that it was not the last time.
After I had been informed and eaten the meal, I knew it was wrong.
Okay. So what is your attitude now towards this restaurant and towards the owner?
I'm very disappointed with Scott. I've known him quite some time. I probably will frequent his restaurant less often. Definitely not going to recommend it, but I still like many other dishes.
Now, have you had a candid conversation as a fellow believer? You're both of the Catholic faith. Have you asked him for an opportunity for the two of you just to sit and talk this out and come to a meaningful understanding concerning it?
When I first brought it up, he denied it. He started to get upset. Now we're here in court.
Is that the fact, Ms. Albrecht?
I tried to remedy the situation, but he was semi-unforgiving of the fact that I misled him.
Now, am I to understand that the two of you who have known each other for some years, that you're going to have a problem with your relationship over a piece of fish? Is that to be my understanding?
Absolutely. He's trying to take advantage of me and make a quick buck.
Ms. Albrecht?
I think that he's taking it a little personal. I'm just trying to run a business and provide for my family.
So the two of you presently are still at odds over a piece of fish. Is that a fair statement?
The piece of fish and his misrepresentation. He breached our trust, our friendship.
Okay. We will continue with this matter when we return after the break. One thing that we had to stress, and many believers have difficulty with this, is that God is not only a God of love, but God is a God of justice. And every kingdom has a structure, but also every kingdom has laws. And in order for one to appreciate and get a revelation as it relates to these laws of life, they have to accept the fact that God does everything. Not some things, not most things, not many things, but that God does everything that has to have a legal foundation for it. And this is what we've been teaching over these last 30 years.
We've said before and we say again that the laws of life are embedded in every fact situation, every life situation. There's at least one or more laws of life embedded in it, including the clip that you just saw. Although it may appear somewhat simplistic, but there are laws of life embedded in that fact situation. Well, first of all, the major law of life that's involved here is the law of the spirit of life and the law of sin and death. Both of these individuals take the position that they are born again believers and therefore under the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's my understanding at this particular time, there's some approximately 8 billion people on Earth today. I say to you without equivocation that each one of these individuals, they're either under the law of the spirit of life or the law of sin and death. There is no middle ground. So then we know that that law of life is prevalent in each and every one of the scenarios that we bring before you on the law on Laws of Life Court TV. Let's look at another one that most times is embedded in every situation, every fact situation, is the law, not the concept, not the precept, not the principle, but the law of sowing and reaping. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And that applies to the individual, it applies to groups, it even applies to nations. The seeds that are sown by the United States of America are seeds that are planted and they bring forth a harvest that impacts everyone in this nation. The laws of life are not respecters of persons. So under the law of sowing and reaping, what can we expect? If we plant negative seeds, what kind of harvest can we anticipate to come forth? A negative harvest, because there's a law of kinds that comes under the law of sowing and reaping. Everything produces after its own kind. A very simple example, if I plant an apple seed, I don't expect oranges, bananas, or grapefruits. I expect apples because I understand, even in the natural, that everything produces after its own kind. But not only do we get that which we have planted according to its kind, it is also multiplied. And we can go into that a little deeper on another occasion. And then there's a law of measure. So if I just plant one apple seed, I expect more than one apple seed to come back. That is to be multiplied. There will be numerous apple seeds that will come as a result, even though I only planted one seed. We anticipate there will be multiplication. There will be measure under the law of kinds, which comes under the law of sowing and reaping. The law of accountability and responsibility. The word says every one of us must give an account of himself to God. And that excludes no one. Every one of us, individually, groups, and even nations. The law of reputation and character was touched upon in this segment. And those things we say and those things that we do, they establish our reputation or our character. Our character is who we are, but our reputation is what people say about us. So that restaurant, although it may have had a good reputation in the past, once the word gets out that they're making a misrepresentation about as it relates to one of their favorite dishes, then that could and probably would impact and affect their reputation in the community. Forfeiture. There's some things that we can do and say. Well, for instance, in this clip we just saw, that restaurant owner may have forfeited the opportunity of serving a number of his clients as they learn of that misrepresentation. And some of those people will not come back. The law of mercy, and that would be in another segment of that particular episode that we saw. But we saw then that the complainant was unwilling to extend any mercy to the other party. And you've often heard us say that if you have not already, you need to open a mercy account, because there will come a time for each of us, if you have not needed mercy, you will have an occasion where mercy will be needed on your behalf. If not on your behalf, on behalf of someone close to you. And the law, the pattern, there's a pattern we can set in our lives, and sometimes we're unaware of it, but it can be a pattern of planting negative seeds, therefore bringing forth a negative harvest. We could go more deeply into this particular episode, drawing from it many more laws of life, explaining to you how these laws of life apply in this particular situation. But what we're trying to do here is cause each of us, including me, to examine ourselves, ask the Lord to reveal to us the laws of life that are embedded in everything that we're involved in, and how, by and through his grace, to operate on the positive side of these laws of life. It is so very important that we come to know that these laws of life are in existence and they impact every aspect of our lives on a regular basis. So don't miss Laws of Life Court TV, Tuesdays, Brighteon.tv, 11 o'clock. Laws of Life Teaching Sundays, 4:30 p.m. on Brighteon.tv. Brighteon, excuse me, I'm trying to talk too fast. But be sure to stay with us. You won't regret it. Be blessed.